I don't think a paperless system is a real thing. I think it's something that's largely created by the system. So as I was describing, the two big parties are actually already coalitions of other parties. And if we had more honest representative politics, those parties could kind of split off and be their own thing. So the Europhobes, the European Research Group in the Conservative Party, they could be their own party. And then the kind of more liberal progressive conservatives who actually like the EU could be a separate party and could have a similar situation with Labour. So I don't think, even though it looks like there's two big parties, that really is a two-party situation. And I think even if we pretend that everything's fine within those parties, which it clearly isn't, actually the whole system has fractured so much in the last kind of few years, couple decades even, that we're now in a situation where there are loads of parties and getting significant vote share, and they should be represented. And in the last general election, 2017, it was kind of about 80% of people voted for the two big parties. But as I mentioned, that was due to a lot of tactical voting. So 20 to 30% of people voting tactically. So I think a supposed two-party system is kind of a misrepresentation of what's really going on under the surface, and is a response to a system that is designed to give false advantage to two parties.